All right. Welcome back to Search for Lawful Government with Ron Avery here at republicbroadcasting.org. And it is April the 20th in the year of the Lord and in the year of the Kingdom of Heaven on Earth, 2023. Yeah, believe it or not, it's kind of hard to imagine. Some people just don't think this can be the Kingdom of Heaven. Well, Jesus said the Kingdom of Heaven suffers violence, but it's still the Kingdom of Heaven. And so guess who's the king of it? And guess who's sitting on the throne of it in the highest heavens over the entire cosmos? Yes, Christ Jesus, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And this is our kingdom. We are the stewards of it. And there are certain principles to this place. And we're going to look at some of this today. This is, a hot topic in the Texas Capitol is what they call gun control. You know, like the guns are out of control, man. Them guns, we got to corral them guns, man. Them guns are going crazy. I mean, this is the most absurd thing I've ever heard. I mean, it just keeps, this absurdity just keeps going. And these so-called, these school shootings, some of them, I do believe, never happened. Mainly, I believe Sandy Hook is still in that category. It's yet to be really proven. I mean, there's a bunch of phony baloney lawsuits about it. But there's a lot of strange information around Sandy Hook. And but then, no doubt, there's some of these shootings I believe are real. But the problem is, you see, you don't, just because you've been harmed by a crime doesn't give you authority to go off and break the law yourself. And see, that's what these people are doing. These people, my son was killed in a school shooting, and therefore I want to alter the law of the land and make every citizen of the United States vulnerable to abject tyranny by taking up all the guns. And really, that's what these people think is gun reform. Gun reform to them means make guns inaccessible. You can't access them. You can't get the ammo, or you can't have an effective firearm. You can always have a firearm. They don't mind you having a firearm if you got a load of flintlock or bow and arrow or something. You know, it's an effective firearm that would be effective against tyranny is the one they want to take away from you. Well, that's the only one really that's protected by the Second Amendment. The Second Amendment is not particularly interested in ineffective firearms or slingshots or darts or blowguns or BB guns. Why is that? It's because those things are ineffective against a mechanized army. That's what we're talking about. That's what the Second Amendment is about. So because these parents have been the subject of crime and have been victims of crime, they think they can go out and create a greater crime by making the entire population vulnerable to abject tyranny, the greatest crime on earth. And the fact that the Capitol, these people in office, even entertain this is something that is bizarre. I would tell these people to get out. And here I'm looking at an article now written here by Alejandro Serrano, and it's a Texas the Texas Tribune. It was released on April the 18th. That was last Tuesday at 5 a.m. Central. And so this is fairly new. And I just got through reading the article, and it shows a picture of this Senator Roland Gutierrez, and he's surrounded by family members of victims of the Uvalde and Santa Fe school shootings. And they've got all these posters with the kids and where's our security? It's a learning zone, not a war zone. Well, let me tell you something else. This is not really a learning zone either, because they're not doing much learning in there and they're not doing much teaching in there. What they're doing, see, why focus on guns when we've had guns in this country since the beginning of it? But we have not had this rash of mass shootings, or multiple shootings would be more accurate. Mass shootings would be when you're shooting hundreds of people. That's a mass shooting. Okay, multiple shootings when you shoot more than one. But there are actually... The police have come up with different definitions for these, and I'm not going to get into that because I don't know their particular definitions. But anyway, the thing that they never think of, they never talk about this. Could it be that the doctrines they teach in public school is actually causing this? This rash of shootings? And could it be that what children are seeing out in the home or on television or in every public institution and all these things they're being subjected to, COVID-19, 9/11, all these lockdown procedures? Where's the hope of children today? What would a young person today be really excited about? I mean, I really don't know. I'm not excited about anything I see going on publicly. I mean, let me tell you, a culture, a lot of people in society must be happy. And they must be hopeful, and they must believe that things are good and that things are getting better and they're making it better. Well, I don't see how anybody can think that things are getting better anywhere. And the idea of making the entire population defenseless to tyranny or anything else is a solution to one crime. I mean, how can the violation of a greater crime be the solution to a lesser crime? Making the entire population of America defenseless to tyranny is the worst crime anybody can do. And they just don't get this. They're being fed a false doctrine that safety comes from disarmament of the American people, and that is just a flat-out lie. Nothing could be further from the truth. Now, I say, if they want to stop school shootings, they better look at the doctrines they are teaching in public school. From elementary all the way through high school, there is some serious false doctrine in what they're teaching. This idea of the borderless world, and you look around, it'd be one thing, it just everything is screwed up. How can we have a wide open border in Texas with Mexico, and which is against the law? There are laws about how to enter the country, and they don't want that. These same people that are screaming to disarm, I call them disarmament terrorists. That's what these family members that have suffered the loss of children, they've turned into disarmament terrorists. They're using the harm done by the one that actually harmed or injured or killed their child, they are using that harm to alter the law of the land. That is the very definition of modern terrorism. The use of harm, now that doesn't mean you did the harm. It means the use of harm done by somebody. Using harm to alter the law of the land. That's basically the definition of terrorism. And what is the object of this terrorism? It is to disarm the American people. That's why I say that we could easily have a bill passed that even would make that law. If you use the harm done by somebody to alter the law of the land, to abolish the Second Amendment or to infringe upon it in any way, would be called disarmament terrorism. And you'd be subject to being a conspirator in that effort to disarm the American people. That would mean you would be liable for everything done by the one that did the harm. You would be liable for the killing of your own child. You would be liable for the damage to the school. You'd be liable for the damage done to anybody else by this one that did the harm. I mean, I didn't create this law. I didn't create the terrorism law. They came up with the definition. I'm just using it. If we're gonna make up laws here, let's be consistent. So this article it continually talks about. I'll go get some of this to take a look at it now. This guy's interviewed several people here. Says here, quote, Lisa Ross expected opposition to some proposed laws as she headed into the legislative session. What she didn't expect was more dialogue. But after she testified at a Texas House committee hearing in support of designating August as Firearm Safety Awareness Month, two gun rights advocates she'd already met approached her to talk about their proposal. Okay, so she wants to make August Firearm Safety Awareness. Now, you know, even on the top of this, folks, get real. What do you mean firearm safety? Does that mean you have a course on, is that the problem with school shootings?
I went on the campus with my gun, and I didn't know it was not on safety, and it accidentally went off and shot four kids.
No, that ain't the problem. See, they don't want to be here. It's so obvious. They don't want to straight out tell you what they want, and I'm going to tell you what they want straight out. They want to disarm the American public. They want the Second Amendment to not exist. But they come up with all these half truths, you know, Firearm Safety Awareness Month. Well, what do they talk about? They don't really talk about that. They talk about how to lock up your gun in a closet. How to safely store your gun. Safe storage. If somebody breaks in my house or and I need to defend my place, or somebody's harming somebody else in my front yard, do I need to go through legislation to get my gun out of the closet? I mean, do I have to go get four different combinations and a key and all of that? No, the thing about a gun, what's good about it is it's accessible rapidly, and it does the job. It functions
it functions to actually kill somebody if the bullet is placed and aimed at the right place. That's what makes it a firearm. That's what makes it a weapon. Now, whether you use the weapon in defense or in offense is the question. Is the firearm used in crime or is it used in defense? The use of a firearm in defense is never a crime. The use of a firearm to commit a crime is armed crime. I mean, why can't these people be talking about something that makes sense? Okay, here's some other people here. Nicole Golden, executive director of Texas Gun Sense, and a supporter of bills that never gained traction in previous legislative sessions, has traded business cards with gun sellers and lobbyists this year. Rick Briscoe, legislative director of Open Carry Texas, said he tries to encourage polite dialogue even on issues of fundamental disagreement. Christina Delgado, a Texas advocacy associate for the Community Justice Action Fund, said conversations about ending gun deaths appear to be becoming more bipartisan as the scope and extent of gun violence impact on everyone's lives has slowly creeped into focus. Well, yeah, you can see why it's creeping into focus. There's more of these multiple shootings, especially in schools where they're most vulnerable, where there is no protection. There's no one knows how to use a gun or even has a gun for protection in there. And it goes on. Still, many bills such as proposal to raise the minimum age to purchase certain semi-automatic guns. Really? Is that the problem? And what? Which one of the shooters in the last, even Sandy Hook, he didn't purchase any of the guns that were allegedly used. No, his mother had them. Well, you're going to make mother so that mothers can't buy guns? This is not the problem, folks. The problem is not accessibility to firearms. The problem is what is in the head of a shooter. Where did he get that crap in his head? Well, I'm going to tell you where most of them get the crap in their head. They get it from public school. Public school needs serious, serious reform, because I believe that is the source of violence. School violence actually comes from false doctrine in public school. Now somebody needs to be looking at that, and we all need to be looking at that. Well, anyway, stay with us. We'll be right back after this.
One of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs. For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit Sierra Madre Precious Metals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
All right. Welcome back to Search for Lawful Government with Ron Avery. And as we were saying, I was reading this article from the posted at the Texas Tribune by Alejandro here, Serrano. And it this was posted, I think, Tuesday. And it to carry on here, quote, still, many bills face an uphill battle in the Republican-controlled Texas legislature. A Texas House committee on Tuesday is slated to debate some of the bills filed in direct response to last year's school shooting in Uvalde, in which 19 children and two teachers were killed. But similar bills have not received a hearing in the Senate and don't appear to be getting one anytime soon. Okay, and it says here, that desperate approach by the two chambers comes as the reality of the country's gun violence epidemic continues unabated. Last week, a 25-year-old opened fire at a Louisville bank, killing five people, including a close friend of the Kentucky governor. This weekend, four people were killed and 28 others injured at a 16-year-old's birthday party in Alabama. Okay, look at the age. Yeah, this is wild that these young people are doing this. I'm telling you, that there's something wrong in society. It's not the gun. We have 16-year-olds... I had a gun. I was shooting a .22 when I was 10 years old or younger. there was a bunch of us kids. We had M1 carbines with clips, 30-shot clips, taped together. We had them in our car at school. We used to put them up on the – we weren't shooting everybody. No, I mean, there was – what? We hadn't even – wouldn't even think of such a thing. This was shooting varmints. We were varmint shooters. I don't – you know, this is doctrinal stuff. This is stuff people are learning. And what are they learning? They're learning – horrible things. They're learning they learn that there's no hope. This is a hopeless society. It doesn't teach anything that excites or gives children a hope and for the future, an excitement. They don't feel real. They're taught that they don't own anything. All they have to do is comply. Their whole life is nothing but compliance. Do this, do that, don't do that, do this, don't save that, throw that out, do this, do that, and everything's that way. The people don't own anything. Individuals are not looked at as important holy things created in the image of God. Okay, this person is quoted here as saying, people are realizing that the increase in the occurrences of gun violence is really stretching so far that it is affecting people much more closely, Delgado said. We're going to start to see a lot more of this happening, and I think that's one of the things that is pushing people to really realize maybe I should start engaging in the conversation. Well, you know what he's saying here, Delgado is saying. He's saying because these people are getting closer to the harm done by this, that they want to join in the conversation to disarm the American people. I mean, this is a tragedy. Even these people are going in the wrong direction. You know, we need to see laws being enforced and proper laws, wholesome laws. And we're going to see here when I get back, we're going to show you how these same people that are pushing for disarmament of the American people are also pushing that children should be able to go to drag queen parties. I mean, isn't there some kind of a problem with the morality, the view of what people are? You can alter your sex. You want to always have, you know, an opportunity to do that, but you can't have a defense. Well, I mean, this is we've entered an insane society here. Well, we'll be right back after this.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation. But today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Subscribe to the Freedom Times monthly newspaper, published since 1985. That's right, 1985. The Freedom Times pulls no punches and observes no sacred cows or taboos. The perilous times we live in are too critical for anything but honest discussion of America's plight. The Freedom Times is the antidote to the lies and distortions of the fake news media. There's no better way to inform and enlighten Americans than by reading the Freedom Times each month. New subscribers may sign up at the special rate of just $29 for 1 year or $55 for 2 years. Subscribe online by going to AmericanFreedomNews.us or mail your subscription to The Freedom Times, P.O. Box 218, Wildwood, Pennsylvania, 15091. That's The Freedom Times, P.O. Box 218, Wildwood, Pennsylvania, 15091. Support America's best patriotic newspaper and one of the very few left by becoming a subscriber to The Freedom Times today.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Ain't no use to sit and wonder why, babe, if you don't know by now. Oh, now it ain't no use to sit and wonder why. It'll never do somehow. Oh, and your rooster crows at the break of dawn. Look out your window and oh, I'll be gone. Oh, you're the reason I'm traveling on. Don't think twice, it's all right.
All right. Great old Bob Dylan song. Anyway, I wasn't done there by Bob Dylan, but he wrote it or put it out first. Anyway, continuing on with this Texas Tribune article put out last Tuesday, it says here, the House Select Committee on Community Safety has already sent some bills to the full chamber, including a bill that would make an aggravated assault a first-degree felony when a person commits the assault as part of a mass shooting. Such assaults are currently prosecuted as second-degree felonies. Well, I don't know. I mean, you know, what are we is this? I don't know where the people think this stuff's effective if we got false doctrine being spread out all over the society. If a person becomes a hopeless degenerate, I don't care what you do, this guy's a dangerous individual. Okay, on Tuesday, the committee will hear testimony on House Bill 2744 from Representative Tracy King, Democrat of Batesville, that would require people to be 21 years old to purchase semi-automatic firearms, a priority proposal for some of the families of people killed in Uvalde last year. Oh, man, this is sad. House Speaker Dade Phelan has said that such a bill does not have the votes for passage, but said that will not stand in the way of it being debated. Governor Greg Abbott has dismissed the idea as unconstitutional. Well, hallelujah, Greg Abbott. It is unconstitutional. It's again, going back to alteration, infringement upon the Second Amendment. Okay, continuing on here in this article, at the start of the session, Senator Roland Gutierrez, Democrat of San Antonio, held roughly weekly press conferences flanked by families of people killed in Uvalde and Santa Fe shootings to reveal bills he had filed. They included proposals that would raise the minimum age to purchase certain semi-automatic weapons, encourage safe gun storage, and prohibit selling ammunition to teens younger than 18. I remember going into stores myself when I was very young, 10 and 12, and buying 22 shells to put in my cousin's Winchester. Beautiful gun, 22, very accurate, very nice gun. 13 of those bills Gutierrez highlighted at press conferences have been referred to committee. All but two of them have gone to the Senate State Affairs Committee. None had received a hearing, nor had one scheduled as of Monday evening. Now, Gutierrez ran afoul of Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick 2 weeks ago when he pointed out that lack of traction during a debate on a bill aimed to restricting the drag shows children can attend. At one point, Gutierrez said he's been all about protecting children during this session, and we haven't done a whole lot of protecting the children when it comes to guns and ammunition. Well, so he's not too wired up about children attending drag shows. Like, that's good for your mind. That's really good for stable human beings to be so confused about your own sexual identity that God created you in. You don't know what you are. Let me tell you a basic principle here. If you can't figure out what sex you are, you can't figure out anything else. Spencer. Nothing. Hang on just a minute here. Jim, I have to call you back. I'm doing a show. Okay, bye. Anyway, can you dig that? This guy wants to disarm even kids. You don't have armed kids, but have their heads full of caca. Like, I'm a girl. This boy is a girl, and this girl is a boy. And we didn't have that when I was growing up either. That was pretty rare. When I was growing up, you didn't have mass shootings or multiple shootings in schools like we do now, and you didn't have kids wondering what they cutting off penises and having them stuck on and cutting them off and sticking them on. What is this? This is total insanity. They call it freedom. Freedom to choose. No, that's insanity. Inability to figure out anything. Lack of discernment. You've turned into a vegetable subject to doctrines, false doctrines being spewed out. And where is it being spewed out from? Public school. Public school pushes this for these false doctrines. Well, don't be surprised if one of these confused individuals shoots somebody. Okay, continuing with this insanity in this article. I appreciate your interest in protecting kids, Gutierrez told Senator Brian Hughes, Republican of Mineola, whose bill was being debated. I sure could use your support in protecting the kids that are killed by gun violence in this state. Now, come on. These kids are not being killed by guns.
They're being killed by psycho nut jobs who are being created in public schools. The public schools are creating nut jobs. Mentally unstable individuals. That's what's being created in public school. And in fact, all of them are dangerous to society. Every graduate of modern public school in America is a danger to himself and all others because he does not understand the principles of property. He does not understand that he owns property and what that property is, and he does not know how to protect it. And in fact, he will pillage his neighbor's property. We are turning out technological ignorant slaves, unstable ignorant slaves with high technology. I mean, this is craziness. Okay, continuing this article. Patrick hammered his gavel onto the sounding block once. And he's quoted as saying, "Senator Gutierrez, I'm going to give you one more warning," Patrick told him. "That's the last time. Stick to the topic of the issues that you're asked questions on, or you will not be recognized in the future, okay?" Unquote. At a press conference afterwards, Gutierrez told the exchange was him, quote, "showing the hypocrisy," unquote, of Hughes's legislation and Patrick prioritizing it. Okay. Hypocrisy. Hughes should not have been suggesting that children not go to drag shows. How dare him prevent a child from going to drag shows? That's so good for you. That makes stable children you wouldn't want that kind of an individual to even have a sharp object. He should be in a rubber room. He should be in a padded cell, being fed under the door. And this is public school. Okay. Continuing on with this nonsense and insanity, quote, "Most people get the fact that people that are controlling this state are not focusing on the things that matter most," Gutierrez said. Really? It doesn't matter. These things, though, what matters most is that the population be disarmed so they can be abject slaves and totally defenseless to tyranny. No, that's not important. What's important is the kids be able to choose what sex they are and attend drag shows. Have you ever heard of anything so far off and screwed up in your life? Okay. Now, continuing on, Golden, executive director of Texas Gun Sense, a nonprofit organ originally founded by survivors of the Virginia Tech school shooting, has been advocating for gun reform for a decade. Now, come on, gun reform. Give us a break with these terms. He's been advocating the infringement upon the Second Amendment, a violation of the law of the land, for a decade. In other words, he's been a disarmament terrorist for a decade. Last legislative session, she recounted bills, got such little traction that they're weren't it really opportunities to weigh in. This year, though, with the bills actually getting hearings, she has already testified several times and is hoping for more opportunities. Okay. So she's been a terrorist for the last 10 years, a disarmament terrorist, and not been getting much traction, but it's getting better now. It just means that people are getting more crazy. But at least I'm glad to hear that these things are not going over even now. But if people don't get vocal about this stuff, and of that, I would invite all of you to send this show, get a link to this show
on republicbroadcasting.org and send this show to your representatives. And send it to your school board, too, by the way. Send this show to everybody involved in government, what's left of it, of the dissolved government. Okay, continuing on, we're almost at the end of this. Not all bills the group is following have received a hearing yet, such as one surrounding protective orders, red flag legislation, and another that would invest in violence interruption programs. Boy, doesn't that sound good? Violence interruption. Boy, no telling what that is. That means if you look funny, they put you in jail or something. Okay. And none of that stuff ever going to work. You don't know when some guy that's been learning all this trash for years all of a sudden flips out. I mean, it's always a surprise, isn't it? Here's what you need to do. You need to start teaching the correct doctrines and teaching things that are authorized by the public to teach. Meaning, if you don't have the authority to teach something to a child, to your neighbor's child, then you can't delegate that to the state. You can, however, teach them about property. You can protect your property, whether it be by education or by force. I prefer education. That's why public education, I believe in public education. I believe in the state providing it. And I believe that the state ought to teach the principles of property so that all people can protect their property and even protect the property of their neighbor. Okay, here's the final paragraph here. We're making some new alliances with people. I think there's more nuance this session. It feels less black and white, pro or con, Golden said. It all really matters. You have to embrace the incremental nature of the work. Unquote. Well, there you go. She's saying, yeah, it's no longer black and white, law versus lawlessness. It's turning into, I don't know. Yeah, we ought to pick up the guns. Yeah, we ought to not. Yeah, you ought to have them locked in a storage compartment where you can't get to it. Yeah, you have to have codes and locks come on. Is this really the problem, or is it that people have losing their minds? And really, all it's incremental. Brother, is it ever incremental? Because it takes a while for corruption to ruin things. And some people are paying big dollars for the ruin of these things. These little groups that start up, they act like, oh, we're grassroots. We just started up. It's a little mom and pop grassroots movement. No, it isn't. These things get funded with millions of dollars because there's very powerful people that want America disarmed. They're willing to pay money. Why pay $100 million to buy a bunch of legislators who might not be so willing to violate the law and to alter the law of the land when you can just have an event happen and you can fund a bunch of upset parents and start movements? Well, that's what's happening. A lot of these very powerful tyrants are paying for this, but it's incremental. It takes a while to corrupt things. And these people are actually, well, these are disarmament terrorists, incrementally eroding the law. I hope that folks will send this show out to their representatives, and might be good to do it now while some of this stuff is still in the Texas legislature and being kicked around and entertained. Send it to them quick. All you got to do is go to republicbroadcasting.org and go to the show schedule and click on search for lawful government.
and go to the show that this is and send that link. All right, we'll be right back after this.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email proudsouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new, healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available, and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Somebody been shot, somebody's been abused, somebody blew up a building, somebody stole a car, somebody got away, somebody didn't get too far, yeah, they didn't get too far.
Yeah, that's right. Somebody blew up a building, somebody got shot. And this is the age, as my friend Christopher Bolin said, this is really the age of terrorism, because it's really the age of eventocracy. The people that have overthrown lawful governments throughout the world, including our own, are actually controlling the world by events. They don't go to the parliaments or to the legislatures or to Congress to argue the logical
merits of what they want to do. They don't do that. They found it's much easier to just create an event. Have some people create an event, and since they own the mass media cartel, they can spin any kind of narrative they want to explain to the people what happened and what needs to be done to fix it. And that is so much easier than going down and arguing the merits of the Patriot Act, of taking your liberties away. It's so much easier just to have a virus rather than to argue stay at home, stay 6 feet away from everybody, wear a mask, open your business, close your business. I mean, all of that's tyranny. Who would buy that without some kind of a threat, without some kind of an event? Or at least an event they make up and tell you that there's an event. We're not even sure the event actually occurs. It's just, it's a story. It's a story propagated. It's a narrative. Well, anyway, I hope that people will. I will put up here a summary for this show, a link to the show that you can just copy that if you want, and a link to my website with an article about how to create a law that prevents disarmament terrorism, which all of this is. And so, you can go to that, Lawful Government, then click on Lawful Government on the left, and then go down to related articles, videos, and books. Click on that. It'll take you to articles related to lawful government. Then go down to the last number. It's number 37, a bill to prevent disarmament terrorism. So that'll be something for your legislators to read. And maybe get some ideas. Maybe this ain't all about doing something for the guns. Do something about what people are doing in eventocracy. Anyway, thank you, and we'll see you Tuesday. Have a good weekend.
Which will conclusively prove George Soros' role in orchestrating the plandemic. But first, dear patriots, the truth train has brought us a conspiracy in our own backyard. Now, you may think you know the story.
Now, it's like I always say, there's a whole lot of bullshit out there. So I'd like to give Soros, Pelosi, the Zionists, the Mexican, the snowflakes, and oh.
Stay strong, truth tellers. Stay strong. Stay strong.
You're listening to RBN, in defense of the Republic.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.